This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Gonna pop in here for a couple minutes? I can say hello to you. Mr. Wonstadt.
Dave Wonstadt.
Shane, wake up.
NFL head coach for 11 years.
The Bears came in here and Dave Wonstadt. There's a happy group of overachievers that have been well coached.
College football national champion.
Dave Wonstadt, one of my, really idols.
Super Bowl champion.
These guys, it's tough to get any serious work done here, but...
Football analyst for NBC Sports and the Marquee Network.
We should talk to Wani this week because I got a FaceTime from him last night with Mitch on his patio. Mitch in his party white shorts and his sandals.
Nothing bad.
No, Shane. Shane, it's all good. All good. Definitely a little toasty.
Well, let's talk to Wani because Jimmy mentioned him in his farewell.
Probably the most fun I've ever had in my career. It has been a great run. I can tell you the story, and Dave Wonstadt and Tony Wise, they can verify this. When I was at Oklahoma State University, I went to a little restaurant, and we were struggling. I said, guys, hang with me. We're going to win a national championship.
With no Jimmy, they need a coach.
Yes.
And I'm always available unless I'm doing something.
He's busy.
I mean,
he's busy with us.
He's worked with Fox before.
You keep that man away from this.
Form is something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care.
He don't care.
I don't care. It's 5:00 somewhere.
Well, the plan was for us to talk with Dave Wonstadt here, but Jan, if you're watching on Twitch right now, wait, where's my single? Where's my single camera? Jan, if you're watching on Twitch right now, have Dave pick up the phone because we want to talk with him because we love him and we love you too. That's my appeal. I'm Lawrence Holmes and I... Anyway, this is...
Right into the camera.
Okay.
Right. Well, 100 mil.
I have a question for you that I think is deserving of this 5:00 rush hour time slot since we're waiting for Wani.
We got him? See? The appeal worked.
It did work.
Dave Wonstadt now joins us on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. Hey, Coach, how are you?
I'm good. Just in my car. I apologize, but I told Shane that that I'd be available for a little bit here, and so I'm happy to be on and be with you guys. Layla, good talking with you. And where is Spiggs? Before I say where's Spiggs,
where is Spiggs? Well, so Coach, he got a couple of vaccination shots yesterday. And they told him that he might feel some effects, and he started feeling them about midway through the show yesterday, and he's down today. So,
Well, hopefully he'll bounce back. He's tough,
Yeah, he'll bounce back. We'll have him back tomorrow, and it'll be good. We wanted to talk to you for a lot of reasons. Like, it's been a good week for the Bears, but it was also kind of an emotional week with Jimmy Johnson announcing that he was leaving the retiring from the Fox pregame show. How'd you feel about all of that?
Well, you know, I got to be honest with you. I kind of knew about 6 months ago that we were talking about it, and he told me that it just became, you know, he flies commercial and he's down in the Keys. So it's not like he's 10 minutes from the airport. So he's got to drive up to the airport, 45 minutes to an hour. And then, what is it? Miami, you know, go through all the TSA, and it just became long for him. And then getting back and trying to get rested up again, and you're losing the hour. So he loved it there. He had a great run there. But we were down there 2 weeks ago. He had a little get together of the Inner Circle guys again, Troy Aikman and the guys. And he was talking about it then. We were out in his boat, and he was talking about it. And he's very happy. He's very content. And he's looking forward to this next little chapter.
Well, Coach, I think I've said this to you. Of course, you know this already, that you guys were the inspiration, your Cowboys team, for me to get into this business. For that, I will always be grateful. But you just never know who you're teaching or inspiring simply by doing what you do. And I know that's the natural role of a coach. But I feel like Jimmy really embodied that. For somebody like me, whose family didn't play football, you know, my dad comes here from Iran, I didn't have a basis to learn. And people like Jimmy are who taught me first. It was him and John Madden and Pat Summerall. The impact that he's made on so many just by bringing his knowledge to the public, I think, is immense.
Yeah, he enjoys doing it, you know. I mean, that's the good thing. You can tell, you know, when you guys know, when you're talking to somebody, whether they're doing TV or they're doing radio, you can tell if they're doing it because it's a job or are they doing it because they enjoy doing it. And Jimmy didn't need to be doing this, you know, obviously, you know, for any type of financial reasons, but he did it because he enjoyed it. And just like he did with coaching, you know, when he walked away from coaching, this was way back when, you know, he made the comment to me. He says, you know, coaching is a means to the end for me. And I think most coaches could never come to this place in their life. And by that, I mean, Jimmy, you know, when he had enough and he had enough financial security, it was done, because the means was the coach, and the end was for him to be on his boat like he does now and be living in the Keys and doing what he wants to do. And I can remember whether it was Don Shula or it was Bill Parcells, and I'd be coaching against these guys, and they would all want to know, how does Jimmy do it? How did he just walk away? Because he is unique in that way. I mean, he knows what makes him happy, and he didn't do things in his early years. He didn't do things in his later years, I guess I should say, to do it for the money or do it for work. He did it because he enjoyed it.
Yeah, you could definitely tell he was a work-to-live guy and not a live-to-work guy. I probably categorize myself as a live-to-work person. I think a lot of coaches do. I know you understand that, but he did have a way of doing it well.
He did. He did, absolutely. And we had a great time 2 weeks ago. You know, we told the stories that we, you know, the thing that happened 30 years ago, and we laughed at him just as hard, you know, and it was a great time. And we'll continue that going. And we did have a lot of eight beer. Troy Aikman flew in on his jet and he loaded up. So not going to do me any good here in Naples. So I'll have to get some back to the studio come the fall.
Yes, that would be great. It's also been an excellent week for the Bears, I think. I'd love to know what you think about this, Coach. They picked up two guys for their offensive line. What do you think about what they've done?
Yeah, I think that they didn't waste any time making a decision what areas of the football team we got to improve. And obviously, you know, Ryan Poles and his staff have been evaluating these guys for years. So they had the rundown on them, talked to a lot of people, and they added a couple quality players, guys that have been reasonably healthy for being in the league. That's the number one thing, that when guys make mistakes on free agents, It could be because of a guy's attitude, that they missed. It could be because of an injury that they missed, or it could be because of age. But the injury thing is the number one factor for guys that do not live up to expectations. And I think we got two quality guys, two guys that have been winners, two guys that are reasonably healthy, and it's an upgrade. I mean, it's a nice move. Nice move.
It also buys them, I think, some flexibility in the draft. How do you think this might affect their draft approach?
Well, you know, when everyone watched the Super Bowl, you can have all the top draft pick offensive linemen you want. And when they're going against top pick defensive linemen, I think the Super Bowl was a great illustration on who wins that battle. Defensive linemen. So I would not underestimate them taking a top defensive lineman if there was one there. I don't know what they're going to do the rest of the time in free agency, but, Philadelphia's young defensive line versus an experienced, talented Kansas City offensive line, and it didn't even look fair. Didn't even look fair. So if anybody had, not a clear vision on where I think you should put your money and where you should make sure that you are super talented in today's game, it's with the defensive linemen. And I was talking yesterday. I was on a call with Mike Giddings. He's the owner of Pro Scout. And Mike and I had a great conversation. We were talking about what positions are blue. I'm going to give you a little tidbit here, okay? And, there has not been a blue Super Bowl left tackle. When I say blue, I'm talking about playing at a blue level for the season, not one game or two games. Or being drafted as a number one pick, performing as a blue, which means the top of the line, Pro Bowl player. There hasn't been a blue left tackle in 14 years. You know the most valued position on a consistent basis for teams that have gone to the Super Bowl? Offensive center.
Wow.
Yeah, offensive center. And gives it, and he says, everyone's looking for the guy that can move and is athletic and is smart. And I said, yeah, the Olin Krutz type. And he says, exactly, Coach. When you drafted Olin Krutz, that's the that's the Kelsey of Philadelphia. And so I guess I throw that out there because, I know that fans want to talk about tackle, tackle, tackle. Well, the ball's coming out so much quicker nowadays in the offense. And it's all shotgun and all that stuff. That center position, an intelligent, athletic center, has been the most coveted position for Super Bowl teams in the last 5 years of any position in the offensive line.
That's good to hear. And when you pair that with what we saw last season with the running game returning and the importance of the running game being back in football – I love that. I also, so far, Coach, I want to know what you think about this. I love what I think is the partnership I'm seeing between Ben Johnson and Ryan Poles. It seems like these two guys are on the same page, and maybe Poles has learned a little bit of, hey, I didn't do this the right way. I was building outside in instead of inside out. It looks like, at least for now, he is open to the idea of let's strengthen both of these lines, and because we've got really good skill people, let's make their lives easier.
Yeah, I agree. And Ryan's a smart guy. He's an offensive lineman. He knows the value of it. And, the other thing, too, that Giddings and I were talking about, obviously you got to have a blue quarterback. Your quarterback has to be able to perform at a blue level, okay, to win a Super Bowl. And so we think we got one of those guys in Caleb. And he says the interesting thing is you need just one blue receiver. Every team, you can look at them, and they got reds, and they got, not backup guys, but not great second and third receivers. But you got to have one that is a number one blue receiver. And I think DJ Moore is that guy, to be honest with you. So I think for skill-wise, we're positioned good, as you said. Quarterback, we are. You know, obviously running back, it's going to be real interesting to me because, you know, Ben was at Detroit with DeAndre Swift, and it'll be, and they traded him. They got rid of him. Now, whether that was, whose decision that was, I don't have any idea. But it will be interesting to see their approach to the run game. I think somehow, some way, they get a more physical between the tackles runner. I really do. Now, I'm not saying that Swift won't be part of the plan, but you know, it's you know, the David Montgomerys of the world and Jahmyr Gibbs, those type of guys are big, strong inside runners.
Coach, I also, of course, want to ask you about defense. How do you think Dennis Allen being the defensive coordinator with this team changes the look and style of the defense? And maybe do we have a clue now as to what they might do defensively in free agency or in the draft?
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to do defensively, but I know what Dennis Allen likes to do. You know, he's been very successful with the scheme. The biggest difference between what Flus did and what Dennis Allen's going to do, Flus was kind of out of the mold of what I did my whole career. We from Dallas, Chicago, the Dolphins, everywhere I coached, you know, exactly like Tampa Bay did. You know, we were going to get four great defensive linemen, and we were going to get a little bit of pressure, but we were going to play a lot of coverage. But those guys up front, they need to carry the defense, and they need to be A-plus blue-type players, where Dennis Allen is a lot more pressure. So he could get by with a little less. Everybody wants a dominant player. That's not what I'm saying. But he could get by because of his schemes with the pressures, with the linebackers and the secondary guys. He could get by with his scheme of not having four dominant guys up front and still be very, very successful with having, you know, two, one, two, whatever. So that's the biggest difference. We're going to see a lot more pressure than we did with Eberflus, and a lot more man coverage probably than we did with Eberflus. That'll be I think the little differences.
Coach, who's the player that you have your eye on for the Bears in the draft?
Oh boy. You know what?
Because like a lot of people over the last couple of days have said, well, you know, they've gone and gotten a couple of guards. So if they wanted to go get Ashton Jeanty, the running back out of Boise State, that wouldn't look crazy, yeah. Especially considering how Jahmyr Gibbs looked for the Lions a couple years ago.
That wouldn't, I mean, you know me, but everyone's going to say, well, all I want to do is run the ball. But that wouldn't bother me one bit. Not one bit. You know, I mean, you can always use another defensive back in there somewhere. You know, the linebackers, I would not draft a linebacker high. You know, I don't know where Brisker's at. I know he said he's coming back, but, I mean, God, the guy gets hurt week four, right, and doesn't come back and play anymore.
It's
I don't
very
know where,
scary.
Hopefully, yeah, I don't know where he's at or what his health situation is, but I would look there.
Malachi Starks, the safety out of Georgia, he's a player. He's an absolute player.
Yeah, there's going to be a couple of defensive linemen. You know, and then you get into the thing of, you know, guys start falling in the draft. I mean, it's endless. Everyone's going to say the college guy or one of these big tackles. They're probably going to be sitting there looking the Bears right in the face, and that would be a good pick. I mean, if you could get a young guy like that and kind of let him develop a little bit that's got a lot of talent, you couldn't go wrong there in the first round either. You know, I would probably be focused on offense or defensive line is where my the Gentry, God, Ashton Jeanty, you know, God, he is awful talented. I mean, he really is. And I think what Saquon Barkley did in the Super Bowl, what Saquon Barkley did all year, and now he signs the biggest contract, you know, running backs have had in a while, I think that that's just going to bring value to that position. And there'll be a lot of coaches and a lot of general managers that say, hey, you know what? We need the running back. So I could see him moving up higher in the draft. I really do. Everyone's saying he's going to go to Dallas. I don't think he'll be there when Dallas picks.
Yeah, that seems to be the discussion, is they are the heavy favorite if you're into the betting market to bet the Cowboys will draft Jeanty. I also want to ask you, did you check out the combine that Shamar Stewart out of Texas A&M had, which was pretty much what is considered a practically perfect combine. Like, ends up with a 9.99 or 10, depending on who you're listening to, relative athletic score. That guy made himself a lot of money. I'm very curious to see where he ends up going, because he's a defensive end, and I think he made himself a lot of money over the weekend.
He yeah, I'm sure. Oh, absolutely. He didn't hurt himself, that's for sure. And, you know, yes. So to answer your question, he's a guy that we would be looking at for sure. I got to roll up my sleeve here in the next 2 weeks. I'll be coming up here and doing all the draft shows. So in the next couple of weeks, you know, I'll start grinding on these tapes and start going through stuff and get zeroed in a little bit. But, you know, there'll be some, obviously there always is. Where the Bears are picking three guys in the top 50, I think it is, right? I mean, they should get three starters out of this draft.
There's no doubt about that. Coach, thanks for giving us a few minutes. We really appreciate you jumping on.
Okay, good talking to you guys. See you later.
That is Dave Wannstedt. Shane, why are you shaking your head?
My own thing. You're fine.
Oh, okay. Because, you know, I'm like, what went wrong? Like, I thought that was a great whiny hit.
Nothing.
You had your head in your hand. You're like, oh, no, these two idiots. They didn't ask the right question.
Dude, I'm just sad all the time. It's the depression. Like,
you see, Lawrence, you ask a question, you get all this. You see? Just keep it moving.
That's on you for asking. Like, wow. Dude, I take Prozac every morning. Sometimes it wears off.
All right, I get it. Do we need to buy a snack? You need a little snack?
Well, no, I'm fine. I'm fine. Nope. Totally fine.
Get you some more grapefruit?
Yep. Nope. Prozac time is 9 a.m. So,
do you take another dose later on in the day, or is that just it? You get one for the day?
One, yeah. One.
Okay. All right. I get it, man. Hey, man. All of us have got to figure out a way to even out. Some of us are too high. Some of us are too low. So, I get it. It's a struggle for all of us, including the Bulls. Oh. What a segue. Let's go. The Bulls are playing tonight. We will carry that game for you, but Layla and I have some questions about the Bulls that we wanted to talk through first.
We do.
That's next on The Score.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Charles Tilghman. Charles, thanks for being on the show.
Y'all ready for me to go?
No, not.
You didn't take no calls or nothing?
Well, if you want to hang on for a minute, we'll take a break and we'll come back and take some calls.
Is it a media minute or is it like a black person minute?
It's a black person minute because a black person drives this show.
Afternoons on the Score.
The Bulls will play here on the Score tonight. We will have that game for you coming up in about 15 minutes or so. Bulls are taking on the very good Orlando Magic. And Chuck was... Poor showed it to me. Chuck tweeted out some technology that the Magic have.
That it looks like it's from the year 3008.
And not 2000 and late. I was blown away by it. Basically, if you take the X's and O's, like if you have a tablet and you put the X's and O's on the tablet, Orlando's practice facility allows the X's and O's to be shown on the actual floor. I have never seen that before.
This is something I can't mentally comprehend, even though I'm looking at the video.
It's amazing. Give people Chuck's Twitter address.
CTS Bulls.
Go look at it. Like right now, while you're listening to the show, just open.
Big time onions.
Open a window and go look at it. It is outstanding. I know our guy Bulldog is working with similar technology on a different front.
Kevin Anderson.
I want to pick his brain about because this is. Not that all of the schools have access to this, and clearly this is technology that's at the highest levels of the NBA. But
and the Magic.
To see it play out where if you're a player and that's how you learn.
Yeah, that's invaluable.
Oh, my God.
That's a tool that people need, especially when it comes to spacing, like floor spacing.
Yes.
Man. And shout out to Kevin Anderson. We love Bulldog.
We do love Bulldog.
And he loves basketball, so he would be into this if he doesn't know about it already.
I would be shocked if what he's doing now is not part of this, to tell you the truth. Like when I start thinking about how far along some of that tech that he was showing me was, this is one of those things where I don't know if it's just because I'm old or if this is actual like revolutionary technology,
yeah,
and we should be talking more about it, but it just seemed so cool to me. Think about what you could do, and I know that we're talking about a much bigger surface area, but think about eventually what this does for football.
Yeah.
Where you can do the Madden, like the way that you play Madden, if you want to look and see where the routes go and what the defensive coverage is, and it's X and O'd out for you to be able, as a player, to be like, okay, where you don't have to mentally visualize it, you can actually visualize it. It was very cool.
Very.
So shout out to the legend for sharing that. You'll hear Chuck and Bill coming up in about 15 minutes. The Bulls themselves are an enigma. And I think that I don't see any way that they aren't in the play-in.
No. They have held the 10 seed for all of 2025, correct?
Yes. And
all of this is March 6th.
They somehow have gone 2-8 in their last 10 and have gained ground on the teams that were chasing them for the 10th spot.
But we were concerned about this. Anytime a team had an injury, we knew that might jeopardize the Bulls. At that point, prior to the trade deadline, what their chances were protecting their pick.
Yeah, but it seems as if Philadelphia has just been like, we're good. We're just going to go into the draft and we're going to try and find some people. And Brooklyn has done the same. The bottom of the Eastern Conference is just an absolute nightmare. So as frustrating as the Bulls have been, even at 14 games under 500, they have a 2.5 game lead on 11th place in the East.
The depth in the East is not there anymore. Like, remember that time when the Eastern Conference got better?
It's after top
the
heavy
Western
now.
Conference dominance for a long time. And then we're like, oh, the East got better. And then it went back to the other way again.
It's top heavy, though.
Like, look at the Western Conference top 10 seeds right now. Look at the records.
I know, but I like the 1-6 in the East. And I think Cleveland and Boston are worthy championship-level teams. I think that Milwaukee, if the light could click on, they would find themselves in a position to win a championship. The Knicks I don't quite buy, but I'm happy to see that things have turned around for Detroit.
Lakers are executing their plan with Luka pretty well.
People owe LeBron and Luka an apology. I thought it was crazy when I was hearing folks going, their games don't complement each other. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? Like, LeBron is totally okay. Like, he's really great off the ball if he trusts the person who has the ball in his hands.
Correct.
And he trusts Luka. So this was going to work. I was telling Speaks that there was a game last week with the Lakers where Luka and LeBron had three layups or dunks off of outlet passes and the ball never hit the floor. Like, that's wild.
Do you see me just stopping to visualize it all for a second because I'm bothered?
Rebound, outlet, layup.
Amazing. Amazing.
That's crazy basketball
stuff. There's people on the court, they just watch the ball whiz by. But it's in the West, it's Oklahoma City and then it's everybody else. The battle's for second. There's an 11-game gap between OKC and everybody else. But point being, what that means for the Bulls as far as the draft is concerned, it's funny because we say they're an enigma, but at the same time, they've been consistent.
Consistently 10th.
The hard part for me is trying to figure out the personnel moving forward. When you have so many redundancies in personnel and there's players with either 1 year left on their deals or they're going to free agency, what the commitment's going to be. I think Josh Giddey signs with this team just based on everything we've read, don't you?
He's played really well over the last few weeks. Even someone who hates his game, and I hate his game, he has played really well. He's been physical. He's done all the things that you've asked. Zach Collins, though, that guy has been worth the price of admission. He's been a lot of fun to watch.
He has, and he gives them a paint presence that I feel like, not that it wasn't there with Vooch, because it is. It's just different. It does affect your spacing positively.
He runs the floor.
I
love seeing him on a break. And Stacy pointed it out a couple nights ago. It's not just a big running middle of the floor. He gets out on the wing so that the defender ends up in conflict. So if you do have Giddey coming down with the ball, you're not jamming up the lane. You're allowing the defender to go, well, wait, is Giddey going to finish at the basket or is he going to dump this off to Zach Collins? And it's been fun to see him do as well as he's done. I feel bad for Io, that shoulder injury, and I'm sitting here wondering how long he's been injured, how long he's been dragging that shoulder around.
Yeah, that's a good question, especially when you hear something like, that's his first ever surgery.
Yeah.
Of any kind.
Yeah. It's
that puts it into perspective. How much pain was he dealing with?
That's a wrap. Oh, Alyssa Bergamini's here, by the way.
Hey, Alyssa Bergamini. Back from her bachelorette. I hadn't seen her since before bachelorette because I was on vacation. She was on vacation. We're all back now.
Yeah.
Tan.
Yeah. The unfortunate part for you, the score listener, is that the Twitch won't be on, so you can see that blinding rock she's wearing on her finger.
It's pretty amazing.
It really is. It really is. And I'm glad that she got it and she found love. And love's all right, as Marty Mark would say. Bulls basketball is coming up next. Layla, thanks for heeding the call and hanging out with us here today on the afternoon show.
You got it, dude.
We have some sort of baseball thing tomorrow. We're still not quite sure when we're going to be on the air, as strange as that sounds. Weather permitting, we'll be on after the Cubs game, but it might also be before. Look, just listen to the score all day, especially at 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
For Tanny, for Shane, for Layla, for Speegs, I'm Lauren saying thanks so much for listening to the show. We appreciate the love and support you give us. We will try to repay the favor tomorrow.
Or else.
At 2 or at 5, I don't know. See you tomorrow. Bulls basketball is next on the score.
I mean, that is peak entertainment aura.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.